sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
A couple of presidential candidates are on the campaign trail speaking about health care. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Washington State's Democratic governor and presidential candidate, Jay Inslee, was asked if he's making a run for the White House to prove a point about climate change or if he thinks focusing on that issue is the best path to the Democratic nomination.
I believe it is the best path because people are coming to realize the urgency of this. It's actually tied with health care as the number one priority of voters in Iowa, and for good reason. I was just in Hamburg, Iowa, a little town that's been there since 1858, never been flooded before. Now it's been underwater.
Democratic Congressman and presidential candidate Eric Swalwell explained that his support of Medicare for All does not mean he's in favor of private insurance going away. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A study finds a diabetes drug is showing promise in treating related kidney disease. The study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, finds the drug Invokana, which is used to control blood sugar, can prevent or slow kidney disease in people with type 2 diabetes, lowering by 30% the risk of kidney failure, the need for dialysis, or a kidney transplant. Type 2 diabetes can damage the kidneys over time. Diabetes-related kidney disease is responsible for nearly 500,000 people needing dialysis and for thousands of kidney transplants each year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Ready? We are.
I thought you was going to do the ready, set, go. Listen, folks, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. I was looking for some articles from the World Press about Netanyahu's victory, and I accidentally stumbled on another article about U.S. Representative Omar. She criticizes the Israel Council. Listen, this lady here, I don't care what your politics is, and I don't much care what your faith is. This lady here is a piece of work. She just is. She's talking about the 9/11 attacks, and the quote was, "Some people did something," is the actual quote. And she's calling on the folks within her community to she just goes the extra step. Make people feel uncomfortable. Be activist. Make people feel uncomfortable. Is that the new mantra from the left, Miles Bauer? Make everyone feel uncomfortable?
I don't know about that, but she's certainly a fun individual to follow.
Yeah, she's one of those people that hurts my head. She is anti-American, and I know that's such a cliche, and it's such an easy bomb to throw. And folks, I don't mean to be cliche, but she is genuinely anti-American. It is not, by the way, that we've listened for months about how she's anti-Semitic, and she is. but she's anti-American, and she's sitting in our U.S. Congress. Get your head around that for a minute. She's in Congress, so it's not like we disagree on a revenue stream or gun control. Or she's anti-American. What are the folks of her state thinking?
But Mike, think about it. The House can't even condemn her.
Right.
They had to walk away from condemnation.
I don't understand where we're at as a country right now. I'm not talking about D.C. I'm talking about the folks on the street, probably Democrats, but not exclusively Democrats. That it's politically incorrect to call out, goes to your point, Miles, that it's politically incorrect to call out somebody that's condemning the United States on the, folks, political correctness gone awry, or the folks, rather than they blame their defense of her on political correctness, but they actually agree with her. Is that a possibility, Miles?
Boy, I don't know. I don't want to call the Democrats anti-Semites, but if they're not going to say anti-Semitism is a problem when she's clearly an anti-Semite, where are we as a people?
Yeah, she says, make people uncomfortable with their activism and presence in the society and criticize the Jewish state. Her words. And by the way, them, she's referring to them as you and I. It's the people.
Yeah.
It's her neighbors. It's the constituents in her district. Who votes for people like this? It isn't partisanship. Perhaps it's ideological, maybe. But this, to me, goes beyond the pale. It goes beyond ideology. She was not part of my show plan today, but I just couldn't leave that alone. I'm disgusted that there will be folks that vote for her reelection. And to your point, before we went live, we've got a nitwit or two like that in the great state of Michigan, where this show is broadcast from also. Barr vows Mueller report release within the week as Dems rip unacceptable handling of... Early in the week, a pretty heated exchange between the House Democrats and Barr. Does that advance anything for anybody?
I was going to say, is this not an example of hypocrisy? I mean, so the Starr report came out in the late 90s, and it was very graphic sexually because they were able to recover those details. And so the Democrats in Congress decided to change the law.
Right.
And say, no, when an independent counsel's report comes out, it can't be made public. Now, according to the Democrats now all of a sudden they want the independent counsel report to come out in all of its glory.
Right.
So Mike, help me through why this is not hypocrisy.
Listen, but they do it with each of the major issues of our times. So the southern border, all of the exact people voted for a border barrier, a significant one, not like a garden fence. All of them did it. Nancy Pelosi, Clinton, the other Clinton, all of them have talked about and voted for what they now think is immoral. Every single one of them. And it's on all of the issues of our times. The caged children went through. Obama created some of it, but folks, we've got to be real here. Those cages have been around for several presidents' terms. Not a peep. It was okay. They're a lot of work, Miles. They just are very, very self-serving. And I would go you an extra step. Aside from self-serving and aside from hypocrisy, I would submit to you that they are dishonest, that this is beyond the pale of a lack of integrity. They're bold-faced liars. That's how I've come to see them. They've embraced the Jewish community for years because they love the vote. Love the vote. But they're okay with Omar. To your point early on, they can't even chastise her. They think
right.
This is fine. It is not fine. Listen, I support Omar's right to say these nitwit, ugly, political statements. We've talked about that a lot on this show. I absolutely passionately support the First Amendment. But then I look to the constituents of her district and say, really? This is who you want to represent yourself by. And I look to Nancy Pelosi. Really? You couldn't allow an admonishment by this person's peers to say that's not acceptable? Forget the United States, but it's not acceptable to the Democratic Party. And your lack of doing that, does that imply, can we take that and say that implies acceptance? Because I would submit to you it does. I don't know. Like I said, there are a lot of work. They absolutely go whatever direction that they need to go to achieve victory. And they don't. It doesn't matter what they've said before or what good character and good judgment. None of those things matter. I'm appalled by them. I can't find another word. Trump ahead of Obama by 7%, but that's not the story. Now think about this, folks. Midweek, Trump is up 53% at 7 points ahead of where President Obama was at that point in his first term. That's not the story. The story is, and we're going to pick it up when we come back from a break a little, because it's a big one, but the story as far as what I can see is that Congress and the media are at their lowest recorded favorability ratings in history. What have they done to achieve such glowing numbers? They've spent 2 years doing absolutely nothing but resist. And to your point, Miles Bauer, the folks are saying enough. Am I misinterpreting what those numbers say?
No, I totally agree. I think flyover country has completely tuned out of the left and right coast.
So you got literally 3 years of nothing but nonstop, wall-to-wall, bold-faced lies from the media. Not like we disagrees, bold-faced lies. And you've right. got 2 years of Pelosi and Chucky Schumer doing absolutely handstands, triple toe loops and double sow cows, backwards and upside down over their own words in the drive to resist. That's a lot of work. I'm just telling you, folks, that's a lot of work. And it shows in their numbers. When you say Congress has got a 17 or 18% approval rating and the media is lower, get your head around that for a minute. Listen, folks, on that, we've got to go to break. But stay with us because there's a lot on the table.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Some people would call him a loser. He ran for state office. He was beaten. He started a business. He failed. He ran for Congress. He lost. He was nominated for vice president. He lost again. But he knew only those who never tried are the real losers. And Abraham Lincoln was no loser. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And yes, you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Oh, there's so much on the table that we have to get to. We better dive back in.
Have not scratched the surface, and 1 hour isn't anywhere near enough. Miles Bauer is correct about that. Listen, Miles Bauer, the stuff I was talking about, what got my both hairs on fire before we went to break, is I'm reading two different polls, and I know you and I are enthralled by polls. Not so much, folks, because they're mostly lies. But the first is Rasmussen's report. That's the one I was citing early on in the show today. Trump ahead of Obama by 7%, but that's not the story. The other one is part of the story. Americans trust in government to handle problems at new low. Think about that. That's from Gallup.com. That's an incredible statement, but it goes to things like health care. So government, not just Obama, by the way. Let's not just Obama. This goes back through several presidencies. Each one add a bucket of you-know-what onto the pile, and then everyone stands around and go, wow, that stinks. Well, yeah, it does stink. And the deeper government has gotten into health care, the less folks have access to affordable health care, to use a term. Then you look at immigration. I got to tell you, let me take this down two paths. The first one's a short one. And that's that somebody within domestic America, somebody, a U.S. citizen group, are who's driving the folks from the various countries in Central and South America to illegally cross our border. There are, to use our founders' terms, there are enemies among us. There are domestic enemies among us. I'm just telling you. Those folks are not coming here in tens of thousands, 100,000 in the month of March. They didn't get here by happenstance, by accident, by some natural bringing of them together. Folks, there's somebody in our midst that is doing this to taxpayers. I believe that it goes to a sense, like Miles, you and I have talked in the past, where they are trying to overwhelm the system. But to the greater point here, what's the government doing about immigration? Exactly. This is the job of Congress. Congress does as much on immigration as they've done to help us with health care. Congress is broken. It's dysfunctional. And listen, when you look at Congress, take the House of Representatives, and they've got everyone shoved into little cubbyholes, pigeonholes, like little mailboxes, like an old-fashioned postal system. Okay, you're on this committee. Don't you worry about nothing else. You just stay on committee and mind your own business. And you and you and you, you're on that committee. Go listen to AOC's absolute genius. Maxine Waters, somewhere in my stuff today, I got to tell you, they think Maxine Waters is the financial brain of the House of Representatives. I'm telling you, Washington, D.C. is dysfunctional.
Though, Mike, think about it. Even though flyover country in England voted for Brexit, London still cannot figure out how to get out of the EU.
Because they don't want to.
It's not just an American thing.
Right.
It's a ruling class thing. These people are just the smartest guys in the room.
I got to tell you, they don't, to your point about Brexit, and by the way, it goes to the point in the great state of Michigan where we broadcast from, the leadership, they don't want lower gas prices. They're making $100,000+ a year. They could give a rat's behind about 20 cents here, 45 cents there. They don't care. They're seeing this through a very different prism. Miles, you are exactly spot on with that. The folks that are in leadership positions in the United Kingdom, they don't want to leave the European Union. And so it's real hard for them to find a way to honor the direction of the voters. And it's no different than we've been saying over. I got on my Facebook. You get the memories pop up. And so early this morning, I'm looking at memories. One of them is from a Tea Party gathering in 2010. And it's a whole bunch of potential elected officials or candidates. And I'm reading my notes on the pictures from 2010 at a Tea Party gathering. Most of those folks have been elected and some of them are still in office. Most of them were elected and then term limited and they've moved on. They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything that they talked about in those meetings. Not one single thing. None of them. Now, we could say the system is broke. They tried.
Nope.
I don't know if it. I don't believe that. I think they go to the meetings, and it happens on the left also, by the way. And they throw out a bucket of red meat. Everyone on the two sides devour the meat and then expect results. And they don't get the results part. Because these folks, even the good people, get down there and they get shuffled into the system. And suddenly they're that one card in a multi-deck of cards, and you can't even find them in the pile anymore. Because the system pigeonholes them. They get taken aside by the caucus, whichever caucus, by the way, pulled underneath the wing and say, listen, you don't understand. We're going to explain it to you. Miles, am I same like I always ask you? Am I seeing this wrong?
No. I think Lansing is just as seductive as Springfield is in my state.
Well, you got to look at how the folks, though. Everyone that's ever had a friend or relative elected to office, even if it were a township, some local small township, every one of them hears the joke. Well, you going to run for president someday? You going to run for governor? So we're always looking at these things, in my mind, differently than we ought to look. Like when I ran for office and the media kept asking me, what three legislative acts would you really like to do? I'd like to remove some legislative acts. What do you mean? We don't need any more laws. We need less laws. And I get the deer in the headlight look. Like, those. That's your goal? Yeah, it's my goal. You got so many laws, you can't count them. You've got so many laws that attorneys stand out in the hallways of the court system to decide which ones are going to follow. Folks, come on. And then we wonder why it's a broken system. It's broken because we've asked it to be broke. There ought to be a law against that. How many times have you ever heard people say that? As if we don't have enough laws. I read this stuff. I think, wow, we're stepping on our own foot and wondering why we can't walk forward. That's how I'm seeing it. Got our left foot stomped real hard on our right foot, and we're trying to run. All right, in a dramatic shift, what do you think about Netanyahu? Not so much his victory, but I mentioned it right at the opening of the show, and I didn't dwell into it. The reaction from the media around the world, and I Googled it because I wanted to be lied to. I wanted to see what the left was saying. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, the left hates Netanyahu. In fact, he's possibly why it's become politically correct for the left in America to become anti-Semitic. They hate him with a passion. But he won. And reading the headlines around the world was absolutely hilarious. Did you pick up on any of that, Miles Bauer?
No, and if you want to talk about deep state in the United States, Donald Trump doesn't have anywhere near the deep state that Bibi Netanyahu has to deal with over in is real.
I think that's very true. They've been gobbling at him every day of his was he been in office now 4 terms? This is his 5th
right.
term, and so the left is saying he's transitioning from elected official to dictator, tyrannical dictator. Let me add that, because they did. Listen, I'm not a term limits guy. This is where I get in trouble with my own side. I think term limits empowers the bureaucracy. That's what I've seen in Michigan. I'm not convinced that our founders, in fact, which founder should we have thrown out because he or she has been in office too long? I don't.
Well, wait a minute.
That's the populist stuff. Go ahead, Miles.
Wait a minute, though. Didn't George say, I've been here 2 terms,
yep.
I'm now bowing out?
And he set a precedence. That's different than establishing a constitutional law.
Well, but didn't FDR get that through?
FDR, according to AOC, FDR did, but it actually didn't happen for 2 years after he died. Let's not let facts get in our way, AOC.
Right.
I mean, I know he got it through, even though he was dead. That's a powerful president when you can do it 2 years after you died. Listen, I'm only telling you what I see in the front row is that term limits have empowered the unionized bureaucracy in our state's capital. And that, to me, thwarts the will of the people. Listen, on that, though, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's gotten death threats following a tweet from President Trump. The president retweeted a video reportedly dismissing the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked to Capitol Police about keeping Omar safe while demanding the president take the video down. The president then tweeted that Pelosi has lost all control of Congress and said, before she defends Omar, she should take a look at the congresswoman's history of what he calls anti-Semitic and anti-Israel statements. A powerful spring storm is blamed for at least 8 deaths from Texas to the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Most of the reports were for high winds, but there were several tornadoes reported. One in Ohio and a few in Alabama and a few unconfirmed reports other places across eastern U.S.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Take a look at RenegadeRiver.com.
Just saying. Again, that's brilliance, absolute brilliance on your part, Brian Thomas.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment.
Absolutely great idea. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer. Miles, let's shift gears. I found something that I might agree with on President Obama and Comrade Sanders. That's a very unusual thing.
I should hear the record scratch sound effect there.
don't get sucked in now, though.
I'm not. It was tongue-in-cheek. Obama-Sanders rein in immigration rhetoric. Elder Democrats reject open borders, defend assimilation.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the move to the center for 2020.
And I add, when Obama and Sanders sound centrist, something ain't right. So you got a guy that is so left that he had to run as an independent and then caucus with the Democrats because he's so left he's not aligned with them, now trying to be centrist on the two key issues of our time. And Obama, that I would submit to you, has been a large contributor to the problem on the southern border. I will go you a step further. Everything that I can find on all of the various political groups that are taking action, you folks, you need to do some research because you'll find it. You got to go to duckduckgo.com so you're not getting fibbed to. But you'll find almost every single political community organizing group is from Chicago. Most of them are from the same address in Chicago. Those are the groups that are taking action in Central and South America. You can find it's very easy to find. The point is that tells you that Obama is it. And now he's talking about assimilation, and he's talking about ratcheting down the rhetoric. So what I translate that, tell me again if I'm wrong, but he's saying, quit telling the folks the truth. We want to win. Is that what you got out of that, Miles Bauer?
Yes.
It's kind of like when they said during the 2016 election, when with all of the whole Russian conspiracy nonsense. Think about it, folks. Think about this for a minute. They were angry that somebody, they don't even care who, they'd prefer it to be Russia, but somebody had the audacity to tell the folks the truth. And that cost them the election. That's the reality when you boil it all away and you get rid of what Comey said and what Mueller wrote and what Barr said about Mueller wrote. When you boil it down and say, okay, what are we really talking about? Somebody told the folks the truth. Hillary is a thief. She's a liar. She did collude with the Russians. They are hard left. They're not centrist. They're not center left leaning. They're hard left socialists. And they went, we've been outed, so now we can tell folks, yep, we're socialists. And Obama are going, whoa, we would still actually like to win. Yes, that's the truth, but we really still would like to win. That's my interpretation of it. I don't know if you see it different or not, Miles or Brian. But to
well,
me,
but I mean, remember, Obama was worried about the circular firing squad.
Right. He's been on this pony all week long.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Just this early week, he was talking about how the Democrats don't need to turn themselves into a circular, because they're going to. He's referring to the Civil War going on within the Democratic Party. And folks that have been involved in a Republican Party for a while, I go back to the Tea Party era. I mentioned it before the last break. Listen, I saw what a circular firing squad looked like. I can't tell you how many memes I'd seen on Facebook, social media in general, back during that era, pictures of circular firing squads. And now the left is living it. They're living it. And Obama's trying to rein it in. Stop telling folks the truth, Obama's actually saying. That's how I interpreted what he's saying. Yes, we're for open borders. Yes, we want to give everyone that stole their way in here a right to vote and more welfare, by the way. You ought to see the numbers on that, honest. I don't want to get sidelined because I don't have the math. But you should see the numbers that those folks that came here illegally are getting paid in the form of welfare cash and welfare food. It's astounding. It truly is astounding.
Yeah, but Mike, in 2016, when Hillary came after Bernie, wasn't that the dictionary definition of a circular firing squad?
Absolutely. Yep, I agree with that. But that was different.
Of course.
Jim Brown, he always used to say, in third grade, when we're all playing on the monkey bars and all that, they took that group inside and taught them the that's different clause. I don't know. All right. Few Americans think they're getting a Trump tax cut. This is an NBC Wall Street Journal poll. And to my note, the media victory in defiance of truth. Folks don't understand how they're getting taxed. I think that the average person, if we did a 100 people on the street interview, how are you being taxed? I would submit to you the overwhelming majority has no clue. So 17%, according to this poll, perceive that they received a tax cut, when the reality of it is that well into the majority received a tax cut. But they don't understand how they're being taxed. What do you think, Miles Bauer?
Yeah, you know, the problem with the tax cut is that fewer taxes are being pulled out on a weekly basis,
right,
from paycheck. And so they're all thinking, well, I mean, unless I get a check at the end,
right,
then I don't have a tax cut. No, the problem is that you're not getting taxed as bad each week.
Right. But they spent that and they don't remember it.
Right.
And here's the irony. Some folks are excited when they get $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 back at the end of the year. And I say, why in the world are you excited about you gifting the government the use of your money for some, like they needed more money to invest? I've never understood that kind. If I get to the end of the year, folks, and I don't owe and I don't get anything back, I perceive that I did that year correctly. I drew the right number of dependents. I claimed the right things. The closest I can get my annual return to zero, the better I am. But I look at my paychecks. When I was employed, I looked at the paycheck every week. I know where I'm at. I know what they're doing. By the way, you can pull up the table. You can even get that from Google. You can pull up a tax table. So if you get paid weekly or biweekly or monthly, I like the folks that are Democrat and they're, I get to work. I got a lot of overtime this week. I can't wait to see my check. See, I bet you can't do the math on that when you see that your extra labor, where they glommed a little extra percent from you. Let's not let the truth get in our way, though. Is that fascinating to you, or what do you think, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to hear Sarah on this subject, to be honest with
you. We haven't had her on in a while, and you raise an interesting point because she is from a different generation. In fact, I did get to see her yesterday. She was on her way to Traverse City. But I'll invite her back on this coming week. I think that you're spot on with that. It would be very interesting to hear her perspective on that. It would be equally interesting to see if she can tell us how her perspective has changed the more successful she's become in her career. Because back once upon a time when she was working part-time at a jewelry store, her perspective was probably very different than it is now when she's doing very, very well. Imagine that. But let's penalize success. Deeper she's worked hard, let's tax her more. Ugh. A lot of work. Listen, we're almost to break time, but I'll give you a heads up, folks. AOC tweeting on psychopathy I'm so looking
forward to it. You know, AOC is the gift that just never ends, isn't it? Isn't she?
She's priceless. I thought, if somebody is really qualified to tweet about crazy people, it's her. Oh, shame on me. That's how I'm seeing it, though. At any rate, it turned into a little bit of an exchange. It will be fun, but on that, folks, we'll be right back.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Hey, we're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We have more to cover.
We do. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-host Miles Bauer, talking about AOC very briefly, I might add. So she's picked up on something that somebody said somewhere. This is an article I'm reading from FoxBusiness.com. She's talking about specifically billionaires, but it was about millionaires. And that they're psychopaths, they're narcissistic, they're a whole bunch of words that AOC's used. Well, I'm reading the text of her, and I'm going, wow, where did an economist like her get such a well-versed background in these medical terms? So I Googled psychopathy, and I come up with almost word for word what her words were. So she just Googled it and then got to act like she knows what she's talking about. I almost to the point where, and I'm a layman, so I'm not pointing a finger, but I'm questioning, is she psychopathic, Miles Bauer?
I don't know if she's psychopathic.
She's just an opportunist.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything. She's just an opportunist. I think we're going to see her become a little bit like a chameleon. I think she'll change and evolve as she goes forward to whatever the folks want. We'll see if I'm right on that. Listen, changing gears. Florida will now generously allow homeowners to garden in their own yards. Isn't that big of them?
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah, this is from ZeroHedge.com. Evidently, there were folks that were being regulated in their communities by the local municipalities and saying you cannot have a victory garden in your yards. And inevitably, the state of Florida stepped in with a new law just recently passed that prevents local communities from preventing you from having a victory garden. And I had to think about that for a minute. In what mind, and this has got to be like the homeowners association people, where I've said I'd rather live in a cardboard box than in a community with a homeowners association. You cannot have a purple door. Well, yeah, I can. It's my door. Get out of here. G-I-T, get. Who the heck wants a homeowner association where you got a committee of little point heads to sit in front of you between you and the committee of little point heads that run your township or city?
You spend thousands and thousands of dollars on your home, and then you have to pay an association fee, and then they're telling you how to run your house.
Your door is the wrong. Your door is the wrong color. Your flag is too big, and you can't have a garden. Get out of here. Who lives in that? Not me. I get that there's a lot of folks that like it. I get it. I ain't on that list. Miles, you like homeowner associations. Have you lived in that arena?
I, in a prior lifetime, I have lived under a homeowners association run by the senior citizens in the place where I lived.
Yep.
It is not a fun thing.
My sister lives in Nevada, folks, and once upon a time, and maybe currently, I don't know, but I was out there, spent 7 or 8 months in Nevada, and during that time, I watched the homeowners association policing the community. And these folks are terrors. Talk about overappraising their authority. And I think, who and I, and you pay a lot of dough for it. Well, why would somebody want that? Why would anybody pay for that? I want to pay you so you can pound on me. No. Anyway, Florida steps in, saves the day. Munich, am I saying his name right? How do you say the guy's name?
Munchen.
All right, watches. Flustered Steve Munchen erupts at Maxine Waters in chaotic hearing. Their words, not mine. I mentioned it early on the show. Maxine Waters, here's the quote, the biggest financial brain in the Democratic-controlled House. That was more important than the whole rest of the debate to me. And I mentioned it early on, but this is really where I want to go. How could anybody watch Maxine Waters and listen to her and think she's a financial brain? Does that add up, Miles?
But you know what? Her district has loved her forever.
I get that. And listen, she does a lot of good for them. But to look at the House of Representatives and say she is the financial brain of the House of Representatives, oh my goodness, that's just not the case. And by the way, she chairs a very, very important committee. And on that committee, she's got my Congressman, Bill Huizenga. She's got AOC, the other side of the coin.
But, I mean, think about it. Pelosi must think very highly of her.
Yes, she may. She may think very highly of her. But saying I like her a lot, that doesn't equate to saying she is the financial brain trust of the U.S. House of Representatives. Ludwig is
now all of a sudden Lude is chiming in.
Yeah, Ludwig's messaging us. She did turn $172,000 a year into millions. the boy has a point there. He absolutely has a point there. So maybe
Lude should probably call in. And
he doesn't have enough time for us to pick on him properly. Brian, how much time do we have?
A good 5 minutes, I say.
Oh, yeah, Ludwig, if you want to dial in, we could pound on you for 3 or 4 of those minutes.
Yeah, we'll be more than happy to bag on him for 5 minutes.
Ah, poor Ludwig. All right, now listen, I've been saving the biggest story of the day for the final. And this is from Wall Street Journal. Do real men wear scrunchies? I'm thinking, wow, we live in changing times. Yes, do you have a scrunchie?
I'm not even sure what one is.
Miles, can you describe a scrunchie for us?
I know what a scrunchie is, but I don't own any and my hair's not long enough to be able to do that. I only have one more hair than Mike does, so that gives me three hairs.
Are you getting close to bald? Because I am really close to bald. Once in a while, I see a shot of me, like in my security cameras, walking away, going, "Whoa, who's the old bald fat guy?"
Yeah, but Mike, remember, I saw your father.
Oh yeah.
And what was your father's name?
Yeah, that we called him Baldy, folks. And here's the short joke. My mother's family, their hair all turned snow white. My dad's family, their hair all fell out, so my hair turned snow white, and now it's falling out. So I'm showing Brian Thomas a picture of a scrunchie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they're like rubber bands, but they're covered in...
But they got like a kind of a felt type.
Looks like felt, yeah. And there's probably different materials. This particular one that I pulled up is felt. But it's kind of, it's very feminine. It's not kind of feminine. It's very feminine looking. And I'm thinking to myself, self, and this is not me. It's just a... I know it's just a generational thing, but nobody in my generation, folks had long hair back then. Nobody in my generation would have put on a scrunchie.
You might as well be wearing flowers in your hair if you're a guy.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, what,
or a little bow.
Is the whole. No, I didn't say that, folks. How is it that we've gotten to where we've feminized our generations? And is the goal to make it so that we're like worms where there's no gender recognition of identity whatsoever, so you can't tell what you're looking at anymore? Is that the goal? Miles, what do you think? Is that the goal, to make it so that everybody's the same?
I think this is a question better poised to Lude than me.
Well, we'll have to make it a piece of Enigma Friday, because that's the days that he's on, and I have to ask him. Well, of course, he's almost bald, so he doesn't wear a scrunchie either.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, but he's that way on purpose. I'm that way. Genetic happenstance is not my fault, folks. It's somebody else's fault. Cannot be me. I don't know. When I look at it, though, I can't help but question.
Oh, Lude is pushing back. He's saying he's not bald.
I see that. I ain't bald.
He just cuts his hair short.
Very short. Looks like back when I was in the. Oh, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I used to go to camp once a year. They'd give you the butch haircut. Do they still call it a butch haircut?
I guess that's what we called it.
Yeah.
I remember getting to Princeton, which is, you keep the bangs and everything else is short.
Well, I mean, Mike, I mean, caution. I mean, butch has a variety of different kind of...
I was thinking that when I said it. I thought, can I say that? Am I on the wrong path here?
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
8 people are dead after severe weather across the South, and the same storm is still causing troubles. Thousands of people are still without electricity in parts of the South, including Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, and Mississippi. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec.
Potential for another pretty widespread heavy rain to possibly severe weather event across the middle section of the nation as we get into Wednesday into Thursday.
President Trump is in Minnesota today. Before leaving, he took another shot at Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, accusing her on Twitter of making anti-Semitic and ungrateful U.S. hate statements. Those comments come a day after she says she faced increased death threats since the president shared a video that reportedly shows her being dismissive of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she sees an abundance of interest for bipartisan legislation on a number of issues. On CBS's 60 Minutes, Pelosi was asked about the president.
I think that there's nobody in the country who knows better that he should not be president of the United States than Donald Trump.
You think he knows it himself?
I think he does, yeah. But I respect the office he holds, and he's not worth the trouble of saying, you're so horrible, we can't work together. No, we need to work together.
Some critics of the president's proposal to send immigrants caught crossing the border illegally to sanctuary cities are calling the move inhumane. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on ABC's This Week.
Democrats and courts, frankly, keep tying the president's hands and stopping him from being able to do that. We have a massive number of people that are already here. We need to take away some of that burden on all of the communities that are along the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the box office this weekend.
I choose you. Say my name so my powers will become yours.
Still number one for the second week in a row, the movie Shazam, starring Zachary Levi and Mark Strong, coming in at $25 million. At number two, an old story about a grown-up becoming young again, the movie Little, brings in $15 million. Hellboy returns once again at number three, grossing $12 million at the box office. The remake of Stephen King's Pet Sematary is at number four at $10 million. And Disney's remake of Dumbo is at number five with $9 million. A former boxing star has chosen a new career, getting into the pharmaceutical supply of legal marijuana. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more details.
Mike Tyson's partnering with the Planet 13 dispensary in Las Vegas to sell his Tyson Ranch cannabis products. He says the drug helps him cope with psychological trauma caused by a 22-year boxing career, and he says he wants to educate people on its benefits. Tyson is also planning to open a 400-acre marijuana resort in California's desert. Officials say the pot industry brought in over $500 million to Nevada alone last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. Weather this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Breezy with a west wind, 21 to 23 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 44 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 36. Breezy with a northwest wind, 16 to 21 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour. Tuesday, Sunday with a high near 62, west wind 10 to 13 miles per hour. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. West wind around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. East wind 3 to 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday night, another chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Chance of precipitation is 40%.
Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host, and our co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers, work out of our houses, use our cell phones, that sort of thing. And I've been told that the commute from the kitchen to the family room is real good. There's no traffic, so that's pretty good, actually. But what we try to do is we try to help people who either